Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, God, this is exciting. We are in our new time slot, and I have the famous Felissa Oden sitting across from me. She is our marketing director at the Giannotto Clinic. Look at the smile. Hello, Felissa.
Good morning.
Dot, if you're listening, your daughter is now a radio star. In any case, we are now on Federal News Radio. That's 1500 AM. Spread the word. And the call-in number here is 202-465-3080. Be happy to hear from you. This is going to be slightly different from the old show. This is a half-hour time slot. We hope to pack it with information. You know, I'll take your questions if you want. And for those of you that have been listening to me since last August when we started Wellness DC, you'll know that I harp constantly on being proactive for healthcare, on taking charge of your health, on people being responsible for their health. No other agency, no other program can do this for you. You need to do this yourself. And just to show their appreciation, I'm kidding. The Wall Street Journal this morning on their front page, go to WSJ.com, the weekend edition, the front page, and the article is "When Your Boss Makes You Pay for Being Fat." What do you think of that, Felissa?
I think it's great.
Yep. And what this is an article about several corporations now, large corporations, Michelin being one of them. I think they mentioned Hewlett-Packard in here also, that if their men and women employees have waists of greater than 40 inches or 35 inches respectively, or if they have high blood pressure or thick waistlines, diabetes type 2, nutritional diabetes, and they do not voluntarily get into a wellness program, they're going to have to pay higher premiums for their health care insurance starting in 2014. When Obamacare kicks in, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it affects everybody's premiums, and premiums are going to jump whether you like it or not. And for those of you who have obesity or the chronic diseases of aging, which can be well mediated by a wellness program, you're going to be penalized if you don't. So keep that in mind. You might want to go to the Wall Street Journal and read this article. It's a very, very important article, and you're going to see more things like this. I don't know whether you caught it on CNN last week. There's a European airline that is starting to weigh passengers in at the terminal and are charging them according to weight. This may become more and more commonplace, and apparently it is legal. Now, I am very strongly in favor of measures like this, but then again, you may not agree with me, but my job is to get you to agree with me. Remember, if we can control obesity, if we can control type 2 diabetes, then we can control the other diseases of chronic aging, meaning heart disease, high blood pressure. We can control cancer. We can control all of these factors, and wellness becomes the key. Proactivity becomes the key. Please, please listen to this, okay? So, now, with that being said, I can get on to the topic of the show if I can find it here on my iPad. And here we are. We're going to talk about nutrition. We've always talked about nutrition. And it's like I'm ramming this down your throats, but, you know, it seems like it has to be rammed down your throats because no matter what people tell you, you have these ingrained beliefs that you're doing everything right. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not. You're really, really not. I mean, Felissa, we're in the office every day. We get these meal journals that these patients give us. I mean,
they're scary.
Yeah.
They're scary. I can't imagine. I can't believe that people actually put what they do in their mouth. You know, I mean, it's like a pint of Häagen-Dazs. Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to realize that, you know, one of the principles we're going to talk about today is that no one food is inherently good or bad. But it's the pattern that with which you abuse or don't abuse this particular food that becomes good or bad. Remember something, ladies and gentlemen. The single most important concept in wellness is nutrition, because what we place in our mouth, what we take from the environment and breathe in, what we chew down into tiny particles really affects our DNA at the cellular level. And by doing this, can either have a good effect or a bad effect. And if it has a bad effect, what that means is you are setting yourself up for diseases like type 2 diabetes, and you don't want type 2 diabetes. You really don't want that, because that means you're going to go on and develop heart disease and probably die of a myocardial infarction or heart attack in normal parlance. So you really don't want this. And obesity has so many other ramifications. The obese patient is severely inflamed, sets themselves up for arthritis, for cancer, for stroke, for metabolic syndrome. This is not what you want, and it only increases healthcare costs. Your children see this behavior in you, and they copy, they emulate this behavior, because parents are God to their children, at least when they're young. And if these behaviors become too ingrained, what happens is we have a vicious cycle that we can't end. So let's discuss principles of human nutrition. I have 10 principles here, and we'll break this down. And in future shows, we'll go into these in depth, and we'll cover some of the topics we've covered in the past, and we'll get new topics. On this segment of Wellness DC, these next several shows, I hope to bring everybody up to date to 2012-2013 data. Then we're going to start having some guests on the show, and I'm going to start bringing in some of my mentors from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, who share the same beliefs that I do. And you'll find that we are not alone. A lot more of us are coming to the conclusion that nutrition is very, very important, and we have the data to prove it. So principle number one, food is a basic need of humans. You agree with that, right?
Oh, I agree with that,
yes. Okay, it really is. We need enough food to live and the right assortment of foods for optimal health.
Okay.
All right, let's give you an example. Do you know, I've mentioned this previously, but the only thing that has been shown to prolong human life, to give humans longevity, to increase their lifespan by 20 to 25% is caloric restriction, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. The problem is you need to go to a 40% caloric restriction in order to do this. Can you imagine what would it be like if you had to restrict your calories by 40%?
People can't do it.
No, they can't. I mean, I can't even do it, and I don't eat that much anymore. But the problem is we'd be tired all the time. We'd be cranky. We'd be depressed, moody. We'd have systemic effects in our body. We can't do that. So there are ways of doing that, and I've alluded to them in the past, but one of the ways to do that are overnight 12-hour fasts, 3 or 4 times a week, working out 4 times a week at the same time, and taking supplement called resveratrol. You have a 40% caloric restriction that's simulated without restricting your calories, and you live longer. That doesn't mean that you can eat anything you want, though, does it, Clarissa?
No, it does not.
No, we can't do that, okay? You don't have the liberty to do that. Remember, eating a pizza once every couple of weeks is fine, but you eat that pizza every day, I feel sorry for you. I really do, and you should feel sorry for yourself. All right. So humans need enough food to live and the right assortment of foods for optimal health. Remember, it's the combination that counts. The combination of things that you put in your mouth. What's number two? Food provides energy, which we call calories, okay? Nutrients and other substances needed for growth and health.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So food is important because it supplies us with energy, it supplies us with nutrients, and you know, people eat food for many reasons. The most compelling reason, to tell you the truth, really is the requirement for energy or for calories, nutrients, and other substances supplied by foods for growth and health. These things are really, really needed. I mean, I know plenty of people who eat foods just to stuff their face, and they derive almost an orgasmic satisfaction putting some foods in their mouth. And these are the people that get into trouble. So let's delve into this calorie thing. Calorie is the measure of the amount of energy transferred from the food to the body. Okay? And then it depends on what the body does with this energy, whether it uses it or whether it stores it. If it uses it, then you need to ingest more food for more energy. If it stores it and you continue to eat more food without regard, you're going to gain weight. All right? It also provides nutrients. Nutrients are the chemical substances in food that the body uses for a variety of functions, and that supports growth, tissue maintenance and repair, and ongoing health. So what are these nutrients? We've alluded to those too. We have carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and water. By the way, Andrew is, you know, he's telling me 2 minutes. I have to get used to this new timing thing.
Yeah.
Felissa, you know, but he's there. He's good. He's good. So this is all, these are all things we know. They're self-evident, but I'm trying to make them more self-evident to you. So before we have to break for a commercial, number three, health problems related to nutrition originate within the cells. Now, the functions of each cell are maintained by the nutrients it receives. Problems arise when a cell's needs for nutrients differ from the amounts that are available. Okay, that's common sense, right? A state of optimal cellular nutrient conditions supports balance and homeostasis in the body. Disruptions in the availability of nutrients or the presence of harmful substance in the cell's environment initiate disease and disorders, eventually affecting tissues, organs, and systems. So what's an example? What am I talking about? Well, you get, if you're not taking in enough folate, it reduces the conversion of the amino acid methionine to cysteine. You get a buildup of something called homocysteine, and a buildup of homocysteine promotes plaque deposition and heart disease. So this is how food affects you on a cellular level. Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. How much time we got left? We got a half a minute left, so I will tease you and say that poor nutrition can result from inadequate and excessive levels of nutrient intake. All right?
Okay, that's a tease.
It's a biphasic dose response curve, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get back into this when we return, but we have to take a commercial break. Felissa, didn't I tell you this would go fast?
It's almost halfway over with.
Yep. Right? Can we break now for commercial? All right, we're going to break now for commercial. But please don't go away. And the number, 202-465-3080. Call me. I'm lonely. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto. For the past 20 years, I have been helping men and women with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. But I find that two specific things really prevent patients from seeking help. They fear that the process is painful and that the procedure takes a long time. If these are your concerns, I have some good news. We have a system that is not only pain-free, but requires only one procedural visit. It is called follicular unit extraction. Those words may not mean a whole lot to you, but the benefits will. In one half-day procedure, we can create natural and permanent hair. No incisions, no downtime, no swelling, and most importantly, no pain. I will personally sit down with you to talk about it. 703-556-HAIR. I'm also offering a spring pricing special. To learn more about my procedure and to learn more about this special, the Giannotto Clinic, 703-556-HAIR. That's 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
And we are back. Thank you for holding on. Call me at 202-465-3080. I said that poor nutrition can result from inadequate and excessive levels of nutrient intake.
Yes.
Do you remember the four behaviors when I said drink a moderate amount of alcohol in order to live 14 years longer, along with eating five servings of fruits and vegetables, not smoking and exercising? That was from last semester.
Yes.
Well, here's an example of that. Too little alcohol doesn't provide any benefit. Too much alcohol is dangerous.
Right.
You got to drink the right amount of alcohol in the form of red wine, if you will, and resveratrol, and you will decrease your incidence of heart disease. Nutrition works in the same way. All of nutrition works in the same way. You need an optimal level of things. That's why there are recommended daily levels of vitamins that you should intake. Number five, humans have adaptive mechanisms for managing fluctuations in food intake. And all this means is that, the mechanisms act to conserve nutrients when the dietary supply is low and to eliminate them when excessively high amounts are present. So if you take too much vitamin C, there's really no big danger in that because your body will excrete the excess vitamin C in the urine. You'll pee it out, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So these are nutrients. Now, we're not talking about toxins. You can't take too many toxins in. You know? Number six, malnutrition can result from poor diets and from disease states, genetic factors, or combinations of these causes. This brings us to my favorite topic, nutrient-gene interactions.
Oh, good.
Okay, yep. That topic of nutrigenomics, the study of nutrient-gene interactions, which affects our health. Remember, everything we put in our mouth, when broken down into its components, affect our genes at a cellular level. And if we put too much sugar in our mouth, they're going to affect our genes badly by going to be converted into triglycerides, by converting into LDL small particles, the bad cholesterol, and plaque. If we put good things in our mouth, like broccoli, boy, what, from sugar to broccoli. But broccoli has sulforaphanes, which really shoot your estrogen metabolism in the right direction, ladies, and really has a protective effect against breast cancer. So eat your broccoli.
I'm eating
among
it.
Among other things, see? Felissa always brings broccoli to work. All right, some people are at a higher risk of becoming inadequately nourished than others. Well, who? Pregnant women, infants, children, people who are ill, and frail elderly people. We need to watch them. They need special nutrition because they can easily become malnourished. Poor nutrition can influence the development of certain chronic diseases. This is what we've been talking about for 6 months now, all right? Poor nutrition can play a role in the development of heart disease, hypertension, cancer, stroke, osteoporosis, type 2 diabetes, and our favorite, obesity. And obesity is a disease, ladies and gentlemen. It's very interesting that those diseases that I just said are the chronic diseases of aging.
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. Stop putting crap in your mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Think about what you're doing, not only to you, but to the generations behind you. And think about what you're going to do to our healthcare costs in the future. Number nine, adequacy and balance are key characteristics of a healthy diet. Okay? So we want to eat nutrient-dense foods. These are foods that are packed with nutrients but don't have a lot of calories in them. So examples are fruits, lean meats, beans, vegetables. All right? Then you got, on the other hand, foods such as chips, beer, candy, soda, and pastries.
What, are you trying to tell me I can't have those?
Those are the empty calorie foods. However, look, you know me. Once or twice a week, I do go to my favorite French bakery.
Paul's,
yeah. And I have a cup of coffee, and I tell you, their almond croissants are out of this world. And I will have one, but I just don't make a habit of it. All right? Remember, It's the combination of foods. You can't have an almond croissant every day of your life.
No.
You can certainly have one once a week, and it's not going to do much damage. And that brings us to the last point. There are no good or bad foods. Unless, of course, you're talking about spoiled food or poisonous mushrooms or something like that. All right? But there's no such thing as a bad food. There are, however, combinations of foods that add up to an unhealthy diet. And I've always said, the fast food industry pushes it on you all the time, a combination of saturated fat and sugar, the most deadly combination of food you can eat. Deadly because it's going to kill you right away? No. But deadly because it's going to predispose you to those chronic diseases of aging that will eventually catch up with you. And you'll pass a point where we really can't help you anymore. So it behooves you all to think about what you put in your mouth. So remember, occasional eating of things like fried chicken or hot dogs, something that will never cross my lips, or ice cream, will not shorten a person's lifespan. But making them dietary staples along with other empty calorie foods will take its toll.
Definitely.
Right? Okay. Okay. And we see it all the time. Now, in my office, my employees are, they're afraid of me in a sense because I really scrutinize their lunches when they come in. Don't I do that?
No, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have all of them now taking supplements and they're watching what they eat. Tiffany at the front desk used to eat plain cheese all the time with crackers. Now, the cheese, okay, by itself, but when you add refined carbohydrates to the cheese, that's a combination of saturated fat and sugar. And Tiffany, I've said it 1,000 times to you, that'll kill you. Okay, so you don't want to do that. And she really doesn't do that anymore. She's eating tuna now. This is great.
She is.
You know, but we don't know whether to thank Tiffany or Chris for that. Chris is her boyfriend. In any case, so here we are. We're still on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you want to review the shows, remember you used to go to the website, giannottoclinic.com, G-I-A-N-N-O-T-T-O, clinic.com. And click on Wellness DC, and the web show will be there starting on Monday morning. However, an easier way that Fed News Radio is providing us with is to go to their website, federalnewsradio.com, click on shows, click on weekend schedule. Guess what the first thing you'll see is? Wellness DC. And you can click on that, and you can actually listen to this show. Probably within an hour or so of when we finish here at 8:30 in the morning. I don't think they have a picture of me yet, but we'll make sure they do that, right, Felicia?
Yeah, there's a picture.
Oh, there's a picture
of me? There's a picture of you, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, we took care of that.
One other favor I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening, could you please do me a big favor and go to the Giannotto Clinic Facebook page, all right? G-I-A-N-N-O-T-T-O Clinic Facebook page, and like us. I have this ambitious goal of trying to get 1,000 likes by the end of June. It is now the beginning of April, so I think I have enough time to do it.
It's doable.
Yeah, I think so. I do not overly post on Giannotto Clinic Facebook page. It's one post a day, Monday through Friday, and it really has to do with either chronic diseases of aging. It has to do a lot with nutrition, sometimes skin care, sometimes hair care. So what do we do at the Giannotto Clinic? We have three areas of expertise. It's going to be going on my 25th year now that I have been doing surgical hair restoration for men and women. And we have new automated follicular unit extraction programs for that where I do not even make an incision in the scalp anymore to do a hair transplant. Most of these surgeries can be completed in one session. They take a little longer, but you're comfortable. The recovery period is only 24 hours or not even.
Correct.
Most people return to work within 1 or 2 days. There are no sutures to remove because there are no incisions. Pain is at a minimal. There is no postoperative swelling. And we have been having beautiful success rate with these procedures. And a study that has been done that was published in October of 2012 shows that the FUE automated grafts, don't confuse this with manual FUE. Everybody says they're doing FUE and they're doing it manually. They don't have a robot doing it. All right, don't do that. That's not good because those grafts only have a 70% survival rate. The FUE automated grafts, 97% survival rate. Strip method, 94%. So come and see us for this. Second thing we do is wellness medicine. It's called metabolic wellness. And we try to tie in 5 areas of your life, perfect them so that you can actually rectangularize your life curve, meaning that you peak at 35, but you stay peaked until the day that you leave this earth. All right. And we address hormone balance. We address nutrition. We address exercise. We address stress management. And finally, toxic burden. And finally, we have a beautiful skincare program for men and women, non-surgical skincare program. And I hope you will look us up on our website, giannottoclinic.com, giannottoclinic.com, and avail yourself of some of the programs there. We will be unveiling a brand new website in the next 2 weeks. We'll keep you up to date with that. It's very detailed, very interactive, and I think you'll all enjoy it. So here we are, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Please tune in every Saturday at 8 o'clock. I promise to do the show live, unless I'm not here.
This is right.
All right. And once a month, I won't be here. I can guarantee that because of my travels. But in any event, please don't let us down. Listen, you'll only educate yourselves. Don't worry, Andrew. I'm getting off the air right now. He's smiling at me. We'll see you next week for more of Wellness DC. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.